Hi, everyone. My name is Sue. I'm a full-time working woman in her late 40s and mom to two young energetic boys living on beautiful Vancouver Island. I wanted to take this opportunity to share my experience working with Rachel Varga. With aging skin and a busy lifestyle, I felt that I needed some serious guidance on how to tackle my skin issues and overall wellness. Since my early 20s, I have made my skin health, diet, and exercise a top priority. But I eventually found that the skin and hair care products I was using and spending a lot of money on just weren't cutting it. I scheduled a one-on-one consultation with Rachel earlier this year in May, and also attended the recent spring skin camp where I learned so much from the tutorials. During the one-on-one, I instantly felt a warmth and openness, and Rachel really took the time to listen and provide practical and personalized recommendations. She now has me dialed in with my products and supplements to support me from the inside and out. After only using the products for a couple of weeks, my skin and hair felt incredible, and it helped me to not only restore my confidence, but I am now receiving compliments on my healthy glow. Rachel also provided some valuable biohacking tips for both me and my family. Over the months, Rachel always took the time to respond to any questions I had. I recently had a 30-minute follow-up appointment with Rachel, and again, it was such a pleasure connecting with her. Her expertise in the field of skin aging and radiance is unparalleled, and I trust her completely. Rachel has changed my life, and she has inspired me to strive to be the best version of myself in every way. I can't recommend working with her enough.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. I am so incredibly thrilled and blessed to be joined here with Naveen Jain. He is a man on a mission to change the trajectory of human civilization to become an interplanetary species. Very exciting work. So Naveen is an intensely curious entrepreneur who believes that the spirit of entrepreneurship and emerging technologies multiply to create crazy moonshot ideas that push humanity forward. And you should definitely check out Naveen's book, Moonshots, which is right behind me. He is the author of Moonshots, Creating a World of Abundance. His current moonshot adventures are Viome and Moon Express. Viome's singular mission is to make illness optional. Viome has built an AI-driven platform to analyze the interaction between the food, our microbiome, and our human cells to develop precision nutrition and the goal of preventing and reversing chronic diseases. He is looking at testing instead of guessing, which is fantastic. Moon Express is one of his other companies and is the only company in the world with permission to harvest resources on the moon, and water was discovered on the moon last year. He's developing the infrastructure needed to push humanity forwards towards a true multiplanetary society to ensure the longevity of our civilization as humans. A director and board of the XPRIZE Foundation, Naveen uses incentive prizes to motivate competitors to find solutions to some of society's challenging problems. Recently, he launched and awarded $1 million Women Safety XPRIZE to empower women around the world. Naveen has been the recipient of many honors for his entrepreneurial successes. These include Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the World, of the Year, Albert Einstein Technology Medal for Pioneers in Technology, Most Creative Person by Fast Company, Top 50 Philanthropists in 2018 by Town & Country Magazine, Ellis Island Medal of Honor, Global Voice of 2018, awarded by the Governor of Arkansas Distinguished Global Thinker Award by IILM, Most Admired Serial Entrepreneur by Silicon India Humanitarian Innovation Award at the United Nations, Top 20 Entrepreneurs and Lifetime Achievement Award for the Leadership by Red Herring. Naveen, it's so great to have you back on the show today.
Oh, Rachel, it's an absolute honor and a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Yeah, and before we started recording, it's just nice to kind of catch up and see what things are like in your side of the world. You're actually fairly close to me, too. You're just a hop and a skip over the water. So I just really want to really warmly welcome you, Naveen Jain, and I'd love to kind of just dive right into, you know, what does the future of human species look like? And really, why are you so interested in promoting the longevity of humanity?
Well, it's more than just the longevity, Rachel. It's also about just the health span, more than just the lifespan. Because every one of us, as we age, in some sense, we become so fragile that at the towards the end of our life, it is no longer worth living because we just don't enjoy the things we did. And to me, the goal, you know, when we started Wyome, the fundamental thing we're trying to understand is, what is it about us as humans? Why do we even have to develop a chronic diseases? And we're going to come back to it. When you look at these ideas around moonshots, you know, most people will just assume, of course, you get old and you get sick. And it is the crazy ones who say, wait a sec, why do we get sick? And these are the children-like curiosity that once you get down to it, you start to understand there is absolutely no reason why we have to be sick. And you talk about, you know, people die in 90s, oh, he lived a long life. The answer is, there are whales who live to be 300 years or 400 years. The turtles can live to be 400 years. I mean, there's no reason we as mammals can't live 300-400 years, or for that matter, thousands of years. There is nothing biologically. There is a clock that says this clock is now time, you know, time is over. What's really happening is, as you start to look at the molecular mechanisms of aging, there are things that are changing. And a lot of those changes are essentially what I would call based on our lifestyle, based on what's happening around us. These are not the things that are happening because internally we have these telomeres and it shortens and you say, all right, your time is over now, you're done. Right? That's not it. There are a lot of epigenetic changes that happen, and they happen based on what we do. So when we talk about being sick is a choice, not a matter of bad luck. So when people say, oh, it is such a terrible luck you developed cancer, or it is bad luck that you got diabetes, or it's a bad luck you have obesity, or it's a bad luck you have an autoimmune disease, or for that matter, you know, your skin, I mean, it's just a bad luck you have eczema and acne. Let's just be very sure. These are not bad luck. These are just the bad choices. So let's blame the bad choices we make, not the bad luck that we have, because we control our choices. We don't control our luck.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to be speaking to how Wyome can help us understand underlying mechanisms that may be resulting in things like acne and eczema. So I look forward to chatting about that in just a second here. But first, will illness and aging become optional? And I'd love your take on what our future homes prediction will look like.
Oh my God. Rachel, I think this subject, we're going to stay focused here. If we try to slightly went tangent, this conversation is going to go all over the map here, right? So fact is, we didn't say, will we have a world where no one will be sick and no one will die? Because that shows that somehow you and I have a power to create that world. But we do have a power to give people a choice. Here is what is good for you. So for example, as you mentioned, at Wyome, we actually look at the molecular understanding of your body. That means we look at your blood by understanding every gene that's being expressed. Remember, I didn't say look at every gene, because your genes are static. They don't change when you develop, when you gain 400 pounds. They don't change when you develop diabetes or depression. These genes are static. What is constantly changing is the gene expression. And we are the only company in the universe today. I haven't been to Venus and other places, but I believe, to best of my knowledge, we're the only company in the universe that actually looks at the gene expression, looks at what is going on in your body. We look at your gut microbial activities, not gut microbes, because that's not tells you what's happening. We're going to come back to it. We look at what they are producing. And now we're going to be starting looking at your oral microbial activities. What is going on in your mouth, the top of the tube that is actually transforming our food before it goes into our gut. And this literally, this whole body is an ecosystem. The trillions of microbes in your mouth, in your saliva, that actually pre-process the food. So when your mom would say, chew your food, she wasn't talking about, hey, you need to make the food smaller because those small little critters can't eat big bites. She was talking about actually mixing, let the microbes in your mouth actually start to put the enzymes and peptides and the things together so it actually starts to become ready for the guys up in the down in the colon. And then when these microbes in our gut eat that food, they release the stuff and we call them metabolites, or in my simple word, they're really a microbiome poop. So let's call them micro poops, right? Basically, our body eats their poop and change, and that is the nutrition for our body. So if you think about it, we as a host, right, there are 39 trillion of these microbes in our gut, a trillion inside our mouth and in our nose and in our ears and on our skin. And a little bit of human DNA is sprinkled around us, right? They literally are the, we are them. We are a container for them. And we as a host survive on their micro poops because they give us the butyrate, they give us the vitamins. They control our brain. We're going to get to it in a second. In fact, there is now a clear indication that how our gut and our brain are connected. And they literally make us crave the food they want. They looked at this research where they had 17 people with alcohol addiction. And they simply did the microbiome transplant. They changed these people's microbiome. And the addiction to alcohol went away. Think about that for a second, right? They did the thing for people who were depressed, people who were anxious. And today we can see with Viome, when we tell people, hey, here is what's happening in your body. Here are, by the way, based on all the things we see, you shouldn't eat broccoli because your sulfite production is too high. Don't eat spinach, even though Popeye told you spinach is good for you. Popeye was not the scientist. So listen, your oxalate is not getting digested properly. Don't eat that. Don't eat green beans because of this. And by the way, you really need to be eating beef. It's okay because it has a lot of nutrients. And by the way, your TMA production is very low because what causes the heart disease is not the meat, but the carnitine that your microbes convert them into trimethylamine, TMA, and TMA gets absorbed into our bloodstream and a liver converts them into something called TMAO, trimethylamine oxide, which is what causes the atherosclerosis, right? But if your microbes are not converting the TMA, then a lot of people can eat red meat very nicely. And even though some people think they're eating healthy, the spinach and broccoli and green beans, those are the ones that are actually maybe hurting themselves, right? So anyway, so when you do a Viome test, we tell you what foods you should eat and why, what foods you should avoid and why. And here's the magical part. And then we go through everything in your body and saying you need 22 milligram of curcumin. You need 27 milligram of elderberry. You need 17 milligram of amylase. And then if you want, we actually make that supplement capsule for each individual precisely in that dosage with those ingredients. It's not like picking one pre-made capsule from a red drawer, one from a pink drawer, and put them in a sachet, put your name and say, these are personalized supplements. No. We make everything on the spot. Massive robotic factory, and we literally make every capsule robotically for you, and we ship them to you on demand. This has never been possible. So Rachel, what I'm trying to say is, this all of these science fiction idea that we had, that we'll be able to analyze our body, we'll be able to understand it, and we'll be able to make this body last for a long time and live a disease-free life. And all these science fiction are becoming a science reality. The three-quarters of the world are coming real. And you were asking me what kind of housing we're going to live in. I mean, the fact is, our mindset is sad that we can only live on planet Earth. And as you and I chatted before, you know, there's no reason we couldn't be living on the moon or Mars or beyond. Why do you have to even be within our solar system? One day, our sun is going to implode, right? Then what? then you, if you want to save the human species, you have to be in other solar system, not just away from the planet Earth, which is in the danger of getting hit by a large asteroid. And like dinosaurs, we could all become extinct, right? So you have to be on other planets within our solar system and beyond our solar system into other solar system in our galaxy. And in fact, going beyond our galaxies into other galaxies or even beyond our universe into the multiverse. And there is no reason we couldn't be everywhere. So when we talk about the universal domination, that is a what I would call a unambitious goal. We really need to be a multiverse domination. We really need to be everywhere, because as a human species, there is no reason we shouldn't explore everything. We are the explorers of the world. We need to become the explorers of the universe and the explorers of the multiverse, and then make our life better on Earth and make our life better everywhere we go.
And we should also become the explorers of ourselves. So that's why we have absolutely entered this new era. And I got to say, a lot of Western trained physicians, healthcare practitioners, they don't even know what Viome is yet. And it's just brilliant what you've done, because the gut microbiome has actually really been poo-pooed in modern medicine. And you've, you know, bought the research and development from the US military all the way dating back from the 50s and 60s. So this isn't quackery anymore. This is the future. And when we can use specific detectors, like I have some pieces of machinery behind me, I wear the Oura Ring, I do the Viome test, what that does is it is able to give us metrics on our body what it's doing. And I gotta say, when I did my Viome test, I was actually really shocked, because here I am, I take such good care of myself. My hubby's a pro athlete. We walk the walk, we talk the talk, right? We really look after ourselves. Yep. But my scores were below average. So I was so thankful for you to create a product like this so I could catch the yellow flags and the orange flags before they became red flags down the road. I even gifted my mother one of the Viome test kits, and you've really just taken the guesswork out of supplements by making precision supplements. So in one of your lectures that I attended last year, you were sharing with a select group of us that the ingredients are literally for the supplements pulled from vats and made on order. Come on, they're totally doing this stuff for the astronauts, are they not?
Well, I know you want to talk about a space racial. I know you and I are going to eventually end up just talking about what is happening in the, you know, Star Trek, and we're going to talk about the space. I'm trying to keep you focused here on aging and beauty, because if we don't do that, we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff here. And as I said, I think you and your husband, I mean, Gabriel, as you were talking about, what an amazingly kind human being both of you are. And really, you know, not only just looking fit, but actually internally fit. And what we really find, Rachel, that one of the biggest problem is a lot of people go on these fad diet, right? The keto diet and the paleo diet. And they are honestly killing themselves. I mean, the body is aging internally. So you may look thin and slim, but these people are nutrient deficient. What's happening is they end up developing anxiety, the hormonal issues. They end up developing all types of autoimmune diseases, right? And in fact, if you know a lot of these people who go on a short-term diet, they end up having all of these chronic diseases in the later in their lives because of the nutritional deficiency. So the trick is, it's not, there is no such thing as universal healthy food. No such thing as universal healthy supplement. Literally depends on you at what time. That means even the things that are good for you today may not be good for you a year from now. The things that are bad for you today actually may become good for you a year from now, because your body is constantly adapting and changing as your lifestyle changes. So as you are eating different foods, as you're working out, as you're being in nature, inhaling the microbiome of the other mammals, birds, nature, suddenly your microbial ecosystem is changing. And as it changes, what you need at that time also changes. And that is the beauty, is we are a walking, talking ecosystem. And this ecosystem is dynamic. It is unlike your genes. It's not static. It is constantly changing. And you have to keep tuning your body like you tune your car, is to make sure that you don't fall apart when the time is for you to be living your life, right? And that, to me, is the key, is to constantly know what is happening. Today, we, despite how advanced we are, we're going to look back at this a decade from now, and we're going to find ourselves saying, how crude were we when we had to, you know, prick our skin, puncture our vein, and draw the blood out, or finger prick the thing to squeeze the blood out. Like, oh my God, like the leeches, they put the leeches on the body. What kind of crude people would do that? Because in that future, we're going to have nanobots inside our body that are constantly analyzing everything that's happening, constantly sending the information to us. We're going to have the smart toilets analyzing our stool and urine. Our smart mirrors are going to be analyzing our body. The smart tiles are going to be analyzing our sweat, and our smart devices like Alexa is going to be analyzing our voices. And next thing you know, everything around you is constantly being analyzed, and you simply get the notification if you're lucky. Or better yet, your AI agent will say, Rachel, we have changed what you're going to be ordering from Amazon Fresh, and your fridge is already being stocked with the foods you should be eating, and all the other stuff that you shouldn't be eating has already been thrown away in the trash. Right? And here is, and by the way, your food is already being prepared in the way it is needs to be prepared, and all those things, and your food will be ready at 12:30 p.m. Right? And it's literally, you're going out there, and everything is going to happen because your AI agent is going to be constantly interacting with what's happening inside your body and nanobots. And these nanobots will actually also will have oxygen. So even if your heart stops pumping, nanobots actually go into action, supplying the oxygen, making sure the blood supply is constantly going. And one day you will realize that you don't really need the blood supply. Maybe it's just such a crude way of supplying the nutrients around our body. You should be having these nanobots going everywhere. And when your heart stops pumping, you simply is going to call your doctor and say, hey, doc, Rachel's heart stops working, but she's right now really busy. Can you print a 3D heart for her? You already have her stem cell. Print a new heart for her, and she's going to take a shower. She'll be there in a few hours. And your heart is ready, and you're going to go there and literally plant the things, and you're good to go again, right? Or it is going to constantly maintaining as your heart is getting weak. It is bringing the stem cells. It's constantly repairing everything that is actually being damaged. So you don't even ever have to get to a point where you need to get a new heart, because everything in your body is constantly being actually adjusted and repaired. Just like a well-maintained car never breaks down, a well-maintained body will never break down.
Fascinating. I love hearing you go off on, you know, your future of health and wellness tangents, because they're just absolutely fascinating. But let's segue into really what I want to dive into with you here, Naveen. As you know, I'm keenly interested in skin aging and how we can improve our radiance and all of that beautiful stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, after I implemented my recommendations from Viome, checking out my app, looking at my superfoods, my avoid foods, and looking at my gut health scores, I have actually noticed that making those minor adjustments with just, you know, cutting out kale and red peppers and eating more yogurt, cow's yogurt, believe it or not, and more beef and things like that, I'm having fewer breakouts. So what's your understanding of how gut health and how skin aging are connected?
Oh my God. This is something that, again, going back to listening to your mother and a grandmother, who would say when we were young, what would she say? Rachel, the beauty comes from inside, right? The beauty comes from inside. And you thought she really meant that who you are inside. What she was telling you, if you keep your gut right, if you make your gut less inflamed, then your beauty, you get your beautiful skin, no eczema, no acne, and really smooth, glowing skin, not the dry skin. is because it's no longer inflamed. What you see on the top is literally the inflammation. The flames are burning underneath it. And when these flames are burning, what you're seeing are the symptoms. And what we do is, like a whack-a-mole, we put something here to whack this mole. It pops up somewhere else because the flame is still burning. So first thing you do is to get rid of that flame. You got to fix your gut. So as we were talking about, your gut and brain are connected. So when people talk about depression and anxiety, first thing is, you know, it comes from your gut. Most people who are depressed have gut issues. People who have autism always have GI issues. People who have Alzheimer's have GI issues. In fact, now we know the Parkinson's starts, the symptoms of Parkinson's starts in the gut 15 years before you see the first mechanical problem. Alzheimer's starts in the gut. The first thing people see before they develop Alzheimer's, they start to get constipation. And when you start to get that, next thing you know, you're going to start developing the memory issues, right? So a lot of these things happen when you have the gut issues in the gut. Your gut lining becomes permeable. A lot of these organisms start to go into the blood. By the way, same thing happens with the oral microbiome. You get the gum inflammation, and now the oral microbiome, now the leaky gum and leaky gut, they start to go in the blood. They now, in fact, the blood-brain barrier makes that permeable. Next thing you know, your brain is infected, and that's what they see. When you do the pathology of the people who die from Alzheimer's, there is so much infection in the brain. And you start to now see that all of these diseases are simply the infectious diseases because of the permeability of the blood-brain barrier that happens with a constant influx of these organisms. And by the way, even the aging, so if you look at the biological aging, one of the things we saw, the hallmark of aging, so I don't know if you know or not, we published a paper which 100,000 people on biological age. And what we saw, the number one predictor of your biological age was your immune system, the CD8 T cells. These are the soldiers of your immune system. When they become exhausted, when they become less specific, then you start to develop the signs of aging, signs of cancer. In fact, here's very interesting, Rachel. They looked at 18 different types of tumors, and they found the microbes inside the tumor and each one of these tumors and different locations. So what is really happening is, as these microbes start to get into the blood, they start to go to different organs, and they start to make the symbiotic relationship with the tissues in that organ. And these commensal microbes, in fact, mimic cells, because that's how they're able to live inside us, is because they are, in fact, are mimicking as if they are part of the self. They taught the immune system not to attack them. When they're inside the tumor, my hypothesis is these tumor are now expressing self, so immune system is basically no longer attacking them. And basically, cancer tissues are feeding the microbes, and microbes are protecting the cancer. And that's literally what symbiotic relationship is. In one of the cases in the pancreatic cancer in the mouse model, this researcher at NYU injected the antibiotics directly into the tumor of the pancreas. And as they kill the microbes, the immune system instantly killed the tumor. Think about that for a second, right? Now, one day we're going to now understand, before they even leak the blood, the gut barrier, that we can protect the gut barrier so it doesn't happen. And even if that happens in the future, what if we can develop vaccine against all these cancers to be able to prevent them and to be able to intercept them early enough to be able to actually not have to die from cancer? And that, to me, if we start to get rid of, we can prevent and intercept these chronic diseases, is how we are going to live longer and live healthier. We're going to have healthy skin, we're going to have a healthy brain, and we're going to have healthy bodies.
Yeah, and I really want everybody tuning in here to really start to understand that if you have signs of diffuse redness on your skin, you're getting a lot of breakouts, you even have inflammation on your eyelids and your lash line, it's like a little bit kind of like puffy and edematous, you need to start paying attention to this stuff and really look for, again, those yellow flags and orange flags before they become red flags. And really the first thing you want to start with, food is your medicine. You got to look at your gut. And my understanding with, you know, how gut inflammation, you know, impacts the skin is that when there's inflammation in the gut, like you said before, there's permeability in the intestinal wall. And then those inflammatory mediators, neurotransmitter signals are then going to make their way into the periphery of the skin. So we really want to, on all levels, reduce our inflammation. So this is absolutely very intertwined with skin health and anti-aging, reduce that inflammation, right? Through another interview with another incredible leading expert from France, it's inflammaging. That's what's aging us. And what I love about Viome is the fact that you can actually retest. So you get your scores, you get the readout on your app of what you need to do. Honestly, it couldn't be made any simpler. I really want to commend you on your work there with you and your team. And then you can retest and see how you've been able to improve your gut scores. Just walk us through what that retesting can look like.
Yeah, so first of all, Rachel, we look at not just your gut, we look at your gut health, and then we look at your body health. So we're looking at your immune health. So that means what type of inflammation you have and what is causing that inflammation. Is it coming from oxidative stress? Is it actually coming from the gut? Or is it coming because of some viral infection? Is it coming from bacterial infection? Is it coming from histamine? So is it really the allergies that are causing that inflammation? So we look at all of that. And then we are also looking at your mitochondrial health, your cellular health, your stress response health, and your gut health. And then we show you the underlying scores of what is going on here. And then we tell you, based on all the things we see, what can you do? So it's not like, oh, you're just screwed, enjoy, right? So it's not like your DNA test, you're 6 times more likely to get Alzheimer's, enjoy your life, right? Really? You just scared the hell out of me and now you're telling me enjoy. Right? So we actually say, here is what you can do. Cut down these foods, start eating these foods, take these supplements, and by the way, and then we retest in case there is something that is not working for you. So because we take the knowledge of all the people that we have learned and we apply that knowledge to you through that flywheel, and then we see, oh, this didn't work for Rachel, so let's go now. You are just N of one for us. We keep giving you things until they work for you. And by retesting, you're able to see how things are improving. So no longer it is based on faith, it is based on facts, right? And that is the key here. When we take supplement, I talk to so many people, especially during COVID now, right? During this pandemic, and everyone wants to keep healthy. And by the way, on a tangent, when we look back at COVID 10 years from now, we're going to realize this was for humanity as a whole, even though we lost millions of our great souls, we're going to find this was the best thing that could have happened for humanity as a whole in terms of advancement in healthcare. Now we have telehealth that would not have happened for 10 years. We have virtual education that teachers union would not have allowed for 20 years. Today, suddenly we are able to do that, right? Today we have now people wanting to stay healthy because it used to be, I do what I do, I get sick, I go to the hospital. Pandemic taught us, the last thing you want to do is to get into the hospital. So people, what do they do? They started to eat healthy. They're starting to live a healthy lifestyle. They're taking supplements. And you ask them, hey, you're taking all these supplements. Are they working for you? And they look at you with a blank. It's like, I hope so. Well, do you know? Well, not really. In our case, we just simply say, look, here are your scores. Here are your supplements. And by the way, you can test them again and you can see what is working and what is not working. And we keep tweaking them until they work, right? And that's the beauty is that as we are learning, because every one of them coming, we are learning and we'll keep applying that learning for everybody. So Everybody benefits from being part of the network. Now, everyone who joins today is being benefited by 250,000 people who came before them. And then guess what's happening? Everyone benefits from every single person. And that network effect is why our recommendations are so good. That people, by the way, Rachel, the number of people who send us the things that my eczema is gone, my acne is gone, my skin no longer is breaking out. People talk about their anxiety is gone or depression is gone. We did a study or a couple of studies with our customers. In 4 months, we saw their clinical depression score go down by 32%. The clinical IBS score go down by 36%, and their chronic diabetes risk went down by 30%, or their anxiety went down by 29%. And these are all proven clinical scores. And to me, that is a sign when we believe, as you mentioned, the future of healthcare is going to be at home, not at the hospital, and future of medicine is going to come from farm, not pharmacy, right? And that is really the food is going to be our medicine. We keep hearing about personalized medicine. And I tell people, we take personalized medicine every day. We just call that food. It's just not very good. Your personalized medicine is not working for you right now. So you need to get a different personalized medicine.
And one of the things that I really like about your work with Viome is that because you have so many people taking part in this, you've really actually been able to expand your network of people accessing Viome by really making it quite affordable. These tests used to be thousands of dollars with your practitioner. And now everybody can order it from home. You can send your stool sample away in, you know, a little container.
For $149.
Nice work. Yeah, I think that's just absolutely incredible. So yeah, absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head that the future of health optimization is going to come from people who actually care about their health and are going to be investing in their health. But it isn't just for the rich and wealthy. This is getting much more affordable than ever. So Naveen, let's also continue to talk about skin health and aging, because you know that's really my jam. I really want to pick your brain on this. What are some of the best supplements and probiotics for skin conditions like acne and like eczema?
Well, another, Rachel, the problem is people are looking for a silver bullet. And I really think, unfortunately, there is no elixir of life that I just drink this elixir and suddenly everything is going to be wonderful. Unfortunately, what is good for you may not be good for me. And that is a fundamental problem. People keep saying, tell me what's good for acne. Tell me what's good for eczema. And the point is, what is causing the root cause of acne and eczema, as you mentioned, is inflammation. And what is causing inflammation in your body is different than it's mine. So I can't give you something that works for everything. And that's one reason you have to do the test to understand what is going on before we can tell you what is good for you. So by my telling you that eat kale and spinach, actually, as you realize in your case, the kale was the problem, right? And that is my point. And most people say, oh, you just need to avoid dairy. For you, the dairy was the solution, not the problem, right? And I think same type of thing, I've heard so many people talk about, oh, longevity is just take NAD precursor, NMN, and you're good. And in fact, what we find is the NADs, that a lot of companies are selling these NADs and NMNs, they actually harm you, because when you have high cellular senescence, these are the cells that are actually not dead, but they're not actually functional anymore. So they call the senescent cells, or when you have high inflammation, the last thing you want to do is to be taking the NAD, because what happens is when you take more NAD, your mitochondrial biogenesis goes up. They do more oxidative stress, causes more inflammation, causes more cellular senescence. So that's where you shouldn't be doing. People say, oh, vitamin B3, you know, niacin is good for everyone. Well, it's not good for you when you have high uric acid production. So my point is, you cannot just say, curcumin is good for everyone. We know curcumin is good for some people some of the time, and it's other people, it's actually going to harm you. And that's literally what we're finding is there is no silver bullet. There is no elixir of life. It's just, unfortunately, it is one by one. And we just have to constantly analyze ourselves. And even what is good for you today, Rachel, it may change a year from now. So it's not like, oh, I did the test, I now I'm set for life, right? Unfortunately, someday until we get the nanobots in our body, we really have to really constantly adapt our bodies.
Yeah, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Naveen. That was a bit of a trick question because I was really hoping that you weren't going to say, oh, everybody should take this probiotic and prebiotic and antioxidant and supplement, because it is absolutely individual based on your physiology and your epigenetics. And just to clarify what epigenetics is, what we really care about and what Viome is testing is the genetic expression. We don't necessarily care about your DNA. All we care about is how everything is expressing itself. So good job, Naveen. You did a great job there. And so when we're talking about testing, do you think that we should do a Viome test first before other conventional tests?
Well, again, I mean, this is this is not either or. The Viome tests are good for the things that what you want to know about what's happening inside your body, what's happening, what do you need to do? But if you want to check for STDs, I mean, Viome test is useless for that. I mean, we're not going to tell you you have STD. We're not going to tell you you have HIV. We're not going to give you your cholesterol level. We're not going to give you your triglyceride level. So my point is, yes, it is not, again, it's not the elixir of life. This is not, just do the Viome test and it's, no. This is a complementary to the things you would do. This is around how to understand what's happening in your body. This is about living well. This is about reducing the inflammation. This is about taking care of the internals of the body. And, you know, again, this is not to replace your doctor. This is not to replace the thing that you normally would do. So I don't want to give you the impression that Viome is somehow this magical thing that solves all these problems. Viome is really, really good when you're trying to live healthier and prevent these chronic diseases from happening in the first place, or when you are down the path to be able to actually have a shot at fixing them and reversing them. And as you saw, Rachel, I mean, I would rather listen, you know, people listen your story of you getting better, because to me, what really matters is you didn't become a convert because someone told you. You became a convert after it worked for you.
I know, there's almost a part of me that was like, is this test for real? Like, I thought my gut score would be awesome. You know, I didn't really feel like I was having many disturbances, but then I went through my different scores and I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I am actually experiencing that a little bit. And now I'm not anymore. So I was really grateful for how you also worded that this is basically kind of like an adjunct and another layer that you could put onto all of your self-care practices, body, mind, spirit, energy, but to really not downplay gut health. And we are certainly hearing more about this. There's more science being developed. And when you also mentioned before that because Viome has now been on the market for a couple of years and hundreds of thousands of people are taking it, it just gets better and better and better. And we see that with skincare companies as well, when they make their kind of initial product line and then based on customer feedback, the results, clinical efficacy, tolerability, then those formulations get tweaked. So I really like how you phrase that, that it's actually always getting better the more people are taking it. So is Viome setting the standard for health questionnaires? Because I got to say, you know, I tip my hat to you and your team. When I was doing the health questionnaire, I was floored. I feel like every healthcare professional should have their clients doing this questionnaire because it was inclusive of so many different aspects of our health and wellness. So tell us a little bit about how you developed your questionnaire. I believe you did some work with the Mayo Clinic on this.
Well, so, Rachel, first of all, you know, the idea of wanting to know as much about you, because anytime you're making a recommendations, we want to get the holistic picture of what is happening. We can't quite tell you, you know, eat these supplements or eat these foods without knowing what other drugs you are taking, because guess what? We don't want to be giving you something that might interact with your drugs. So we want to know what symptoms you have, what diseases you have been diagnosed with, and all of the other clinical information that we can possibly collect. You may not know that you have IBS, but guess what? By asking, you know, how often do you have the stomach ache? What is going on in your body? Do you feel bloating? Do you feel some type of the gassiness in your body? What happens when you eat certain foods, do you end up burping, right? And all of these gives us an idea of what are the kind of things that are going on. And then we look at the internals of saying, wait a sec, there's a lot of methane gas production happening. There's a lot of sulfide gas being produced here. There's a lot of protein fermentation happening, producing a lot of ammonia here. There's a lot of putrescence happening. And by the way, we see the protein fermentation. That means this person is eating a lot of protein that's not being digested, and that undigested protein is going into the colon. And a lot of the athletes have that issue, by the way. And the reason I can mention, normally I would not do that, is Ben Greenfield, that you and I both know, he puts up all his report and everything up on the on YouTube. So he just say, here it is, right? And so now here's the guy who always shows that how fit he is. And I remember the first time when we told him that you should avoid garlic. And he said, it's my staple food. I eat every day. And I'm going to just do it for 2 weeks just to prove you wrong. And he told me, he said, all his bloating went away. And he said, how would you even know I had bloating? I just don't know my bloating went away, right? And here's the guy admitting that he have a bloating when he talks about being that ultra athlete of completely fit person. And now if you look at his gut scores that he just put up, because he did a test recently, his gut is, despite how healthy he looks with a 12-pack ab, his gut is pretty screwed up.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of our friend also Dave Asprey talking about all these celebrities doing these crash diets. We think of like Zac Efron, for example, getting ready for Baywatch. He was shredded. He put on so much muscle mass, but they're eating like boiled chicken and probably kale. And, you know, they look great, but that's not good for longevity. But again, yeah, your health questionnaire, just circling back around to that, is pretty incredible. How are you working to continue to innovate that?
We actually are now coming up with a new questionnaire 2.0. It is going to be about 30 different clinically grade questions. So we are able to clinically start to diagnose what might be happening. And these are the questions that are actually being gold standard in the clinical settings. And that allows us to understand more and more about what is happening. And then we match with the molecular data. And the good thing is that also allows us to predict that before you have a disease, that you are moving towards a disease or moving away from a disease. And that is the key. Today, based on about 250,000 people that we have already tested, we can predict 30 different diseases, the predictive biomarker. That means not that you have a disease, but that you're moving towards a disease, you're moving away. And that allows us to, in fact, every person to see, hey, I am on this path. I can see myself moving into diabetes. Unless I change my diet, I need to move that away, right? And that's the key, is to give people the feedback loop so they can see when they don't follow what happens and when they follow what happens. And because we don't know you follow the recommendations or not, you do. And when you do the next test, and if you don't follow and you see the scores falling apart, you say, okay, you know what? I got to change my life.
Absolutely. So let's just talk a little bit about that connection that you just previously mentioned between biological aging and the gut health and skin conditions. And also, what do you think that my biological age or chronological age is? Ooh, let's put Naveen on the spot.
Okay, so Rachel, let this be the last question, as we're running against the time here. So, so very interesting thing we found was people who are on keto diet or paleo diet are the worst offender of their biological age. They tend to be 4 to 5 years older than their chronological age. And what we found was very interesting. The women who get pregnant biologically become younger. Now, this is really interesting. That means their hormones, when they are going through pregnancy, the body is releasing the hormones that are making their biological age younger. So in fact, when after pregnancy, more women have at least 2 to 3 years younger than their chronological age. Really interesting. And now coming back to the, you should never ever guess a woman's chronological age. But I can tell you that you are such an easy read. I look at you and I would say that, you have such a great skin. I would have, if I were to guess you, I would say you're probably chronologically about 27 or 28, and you're biologically probably about 22.
I'm 35.
Oh my God.
So you just made my decade, by the way.
And what's your biological age?
I have a feeling it's about 25, 26. So I've done the gut intelligence test. So the next one I'm going to be doing is the health intelligence test.
That's right.
So let's just share with everybody how they can learn more about Viome, just the quick differences between the tests, and also how much you are encouraging people to take advantage of the Precision supplements and Precision probiotics, and where they can get everything that you offer.
Absolutely, Rachel. So Rachel, again, you can go to viome.com, that's V as in Victor, IOME.com. And someday you'll know that Indians can't pronounce the word V. So, but that's it. It's V as in Victor, IOME.com. And the health intelligence test actually looks at both what is happening on the host side. So we look at the human gene expression, mitochondrial gene expression, and the gut microbial. So it combines the gut intelligence test with the blood intelligence and combines them all together into one. And this is where you start to get your cellular health, mitochondrial health, immune health, stress response health, gut health, and your biological age. Whereas in the gut intelligence test, you only see your gut health scores, but not the other scores. Now, in terms of nutrients, you can buy the nutrients based on either test. And we have two types of program. One is you can actually just get the test every 6 months, like health intelligence test every 6 months, and all of your supplement that includes your food extracts, your vitamins, your minerals, your herbs, your literally digestive enzymes, amino acids, all your probiotics that you need, all the prebiotics you need, all combined at one price of $199 a month. And you can literally, and you get two tests, two health intelligence tests, one in the beginning, one every 6 months, and it just goes on. Other one is a $59 a month plan where you get your gut intelligence test one times a year, and you only get probiotics and prebiotics for gut health, but you don't get all other supplements with that. So there is a the gut health plan, which is probiotics, prebiotics, with the gut intelligence test, that's at $59.95. And then there is a complete package that gets you two health intelligence tests once every 6 months, all of your supplements, all of your probiotics, all of our prebiotics made to order for each individual every single month. And as your body changes, we adjust them every time you retest. So there you have.
Fabulous. Pretty sophisticated stuff. And you can just check out the show notes for this episode for more information on how exactly you can get access to these highly sophisticated test kits that, yes, I am recommending to pretty much all of my clients. So thank you so much, Naveen, for coming back on the show here. It's always a blast hanging out with you and seeing what you're up to next. And I look forward to future conversations. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely, Rachel. Thank you very much for hosting me here. And I look forward to seeing you again, seeing you in person someday soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care.